SBS Radio.
My name is Eva Eder, and I'm the head of Invest in Israel. Invest in Israel is actually a business authority on a governmental platform in the Ministry of Economy and Industry. We are a one-stop shop for foreign investors. We open our doors and help foreign companies to invest in Israel. We submit them all the data they need. We help them scout for technologies. We escort them through the government halls and help them to tailor-made their best investment package so they can get the whole benefits and, of course, submit all the services during their present year on the ground of Israel. I would like to call anyone who hear that right now, that everyone that hear me right now, I would like to call them and see our website, Invest in Israel. We would like companies to do investments in Israel, R&D and production as well. We have already 350 multinationals, all the big ones are located in Israel, having R&D centers, innovation lab, and there is no time to wait and sit on the fence because the train is speeding, and it doesn't matter in which industry or sector you're leading, you have to be innovative. You have to be innovative, otherwise you disappear, because there are new technologies those days which are enable new players or existing ones to do business differently, cheaper, quicker, better. And if you are not part of the innovative journey, then you won't be able to stay cutting edge. And that's why 350 multinational companies, all the big brands knows that, and that's why they came to Israel, because Israel is considered to be one of the top three countries in the world when it comes to innovation, not as a buzzword, as a real product and life and that we are using. And we have lots of examples of products that around the world that has been innovative in Israel. Israel, by the way, has more than 1,400 new startups per year, which is a huge figure, like whole Europe. And we have very strong economy, great talent of people, not by being only educated, by also being curious and dare and take risks and never say no for an answer. And we have great academy, and this is the place to bring your business and to do something for your future in order to stay competitive in your sector. So you can get to our website and we can submit you any actual information you need in any kind of models of investment, about payments, about grants, about tax incentives. I see more and more companies doing not only R&D in Israel, but also production, because production is no longer related to market, it's related to innovative processes. And in order to stay competitive, you need also to adapt your production and your product, in very randomly. So that's why you need to have this R&D beside and in parallel to your production side. But this is only a brief. I have so many to say, and I will be more than happy to get phone call or email and submit all the data and help new companies to come to Israel. And I would like the Australian company to be part of our amazing innovative entrepreneurship environment with all the other multinationals. That, by the way, we see more and more joint venture between multinationals here in Israel. Like, I don't know if you know, but you probably heard about it, that Intel acquired Mobileye for $15.1 billion and did a joint venture with BMW, producing the automotive, the autonomous car, the next generation of the autonomous car. So everyone is here. Everything is happening is here. The innovation is here. This is a startup nation. And we as Invest in Israel, we help companies find their way to Israel and get the best investment they can get, and of course the best business environment with all the services that we submit during their presence here on the ground of Israel.
We are talking to Ziva Eger, the head of Invest in Israel, the Industrial Corporation Authority. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ziva, there is an Australian company that just invested in Israel, Egros. Can you briefly tell us about it?
Agros just established a production factory for blood products, and they did it in a very short time. They actually used the facilities of a company called Emrex that closed it. Emrex belonged to Johnson & Johnson. And in no time, they got the facilities. They got a huge grant from Israel of 10 million shekels. And they got also tax incentives from Israel. And they're just going to start producing, like, after a process of 1 year, they're going to start producing in the end of 2019. And by the way, they at the beginning, they thought of producing it in Singapore. And then when they find it much more competitive and much more economy-wise decision to do it in Israel, so they decided to do it here. And what they found interesting that in parallel, they have a lot of R&D support from our innovation authority and a lot of ideas for their future, the next future product. So also in parallel to their production site, they are going to do a lot of R&D activity, like many other companies here in Israel, that decided to open their production site beside the R&D. So it's a win-win for everyone. And actually, I was very happy to see Australian company do that kind of activity here in Israel, because this is like the, for me, I hope it's a kickoff for asking and calling many other companies to come. Just come and ask, and we'll submit the figures, and you will calculate it, and you will find it competitive. And we just want you to come to Israel and be part of our ecosystem like AgroSweden, and they are very happy to do so, and they said that they are going to expand it and do much more in Israel because they find it so attractive regarding R&D and regarding economic investment environment.
Ziva Iger, Head of Investing Israel Industrial Corporation Authority, thank you so much for your time and good luck.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.